Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about the importance of eating breakfast. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H each speaker's occupation. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
In common with most of my colleagues on the track, I'm training in the morning most of the time, as well as throughout the day. And sometimes we have to compete in the mornings too, as early as 7 or 8 in some places in the world. And people say to me, "And you really eat before that?" But if you think about it, you absolutely can't perform to the best of your abilities without fueling your body, or your mind for that matter. So the message for kids who've got their sights set on gold is don't skip your breakfast before you train.
Speaker 2.
I have to admit that I was one of those awful people who used to tell others to do something that I didn't do myself. It wasn't until I was invited to present a report on a conference in the USA, and I was skeptical before that too, that I came back a convert. There's good research to show that people are healthier if they eat breakfast, and everything I heard was quite convincing, and I've gone on to use quite a lot of it in my column, you know. I read up the research and did a few pieces on it myself, which were quite well received, even by the professionals.
Speaker 3.
Well, I read that the latest thinking is that whatever you eat in the morning, your metabolic rate goes up slightly, so the rate you burn calories goes up too. Even if you sit about a lot, like me, if you've had a good breakfast, you still won't necessarily put on weight. Sounds crazy, but just think. If you don't eat first thing, you get a rumbly tummy about mid-morning. And what happens next? Well, what I do is rush out to the vending machine after I've pulled into the next station and grab something quick, which is usually chocolate or crisps, you know, something full of fat and sugar. So I suppose those newspaper articles are right, really, aren't they?
Speaker 4.
I'll be absolutely honest with you. I usually wake up and don't feel particularly hungry, but especially when you've got an early start and you can't be absolutely sure where the next meal is coming from. I mean, it could be breakfast, lunch or dinner, depending on where your next stopover is and what time it is there. And during all that time, you might have served all manner of meals too. So you have to think ahead. And I generally make sure I have something breakfast-like before each shift, even if it's not morning. And then I don't get hunger pangs in the cabin.
Speaker 5.
I think that if you're someone who skips breakfast, for want of a better term, you don't know what you're missing until you try. And I think that it's especially important to try and get this message across to parents. I can tell which ones in my group have missed breakfast. They lack energy, and they're the ones who get all the colds and that, honestly. But it's got to fit in with the whole family's normal way of life, too. It's no good making great resolutions and breaking them 2 days later because you can't get up in time, or it's going to make you late for work.
Now you'll hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
In common with most of my colleagues on the track, I'm training in the morning most of the time, as well as throughout the day. And sometimes we have to compete in the mornings too, as early as 7 or 8 in some places in the world. And people say to me, "And you really eat before that?" But if you think about it, you absolutely can't perform to the best of your abilities without fueling your body, or your mind for that matter. So the message for kids who've got their sights set on gold is don't skip your breakfast before you train.
Speaker 2.
I have to admit that I was one of those awful people who used to tell others to do something that I didn't do myself. It wasn't until I was invited to present a report on a conference in the USA, and I was skeptical before that too, that I came back a convert. There's good research to show that people are healthier if they eat breakfast, and everything I heard was quite convincing, and I've gone on to use quite a lot of it in my column, you know. I read up the research and did a few pieces on it myself, which were quite well received, even by the professionals.
Speaker 3.
Well, I read that the latest thinking is that whatever you eat in the morning, your metabolic rate goes up slightly, so the rate you burn calories goes up too. Even if you sit about a lot, like me, if you've had a good breakfast, you still won't necessarily put on weight. Sounds crazy, but just think. If you don't eat first thing, you get a rumbly tummy about mid-morning. And what happens next? Well, what I do is rush out to the vending machine after I've pulled into the next station and grab something quick, which is usually chocolate or crisps, you know, something full of fat and sugar. So I suppose those newspaper articles are right, really, aren't they?
Speaker 4.
I'll be absolutely honest with you. I usually wake up and don't feel particularly hungry, but especially when you've got an early start and you can't be absolutely sure where the next meal is coming from. I mean, it could be breakfast, lunch or dinner, depending on where your next stopover is and what time it is there. And during all that time, you might have served all manner of meals too. So you have to think ahead, and I generally make sure I have something breakfast-like before each shift, even if it's not morning. And then I don't get hunger pangs in the cabin.
Speaker 5.
I think that if you're someone who skips breakfast, for want of a better term, you don't know what you're missing until you try. And I think that it's especially important to try and get this message across to parents. I can tell which ones in my group have missed breakfast. They lack energy, and they're the ones who get all the colds and that, honestly. But it's got to fit in with the whole family's normal way of life, too. It's no good making great resolutions and breaking them 2 days later because you can't get up in time, or it's going to make you late for work.
That's the end of part 4. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.